You're listening to a message from Victory Dumaguete.
Good afternoon, 3 p.m. service. We are Victory and we're a church that exists to honor God and make disciples. Now, today, we're starting off a brand new series called The Story of Us. And this series is basically all about the origin of mankind. We're going to look back and how man came to be and how this affects our lives. Now, speaking of origins or stories, anyone here, you love superhero movies? When you talk about superhero movies, one thing that many of them have in common are what we call origin stories. It's how the superhero came to be the superhero. Two of the most well-known stories or origin stories are probably Spider-Man's and Batman's. Spider-Man was bitten by the spider. His uncle died. He came to be a hero, become Spider-Man. He wanted to become this amazing hero. He had this tagline, with great power comes great responsibility. See, Batman naman, his family was murdered in front of his own eyes, and he became this crime fighter, this guy who would be in the shadows to punish evil. And I'm sharing all of this because their origin stories, what happened to them early in their lives, affected how they became superheroes. Because of their experiences and what happened to them, it shaped, it molded them to become the heroes that we got them. Now, the same thing with us as we have this series called The Story of Us. Our hope and our prayers that as we get to know our own origin stories of mankind, how we came to be, what happened generations ago, as we come to understand it, it will greatly affect how we live our lives. And this series is going to be a three-part series. Week one, we'll talk about the image of God. Week two, we talk about the fall of man. And we'll conclude it with the third week with the redemption of man. We'll tackle these three installments for us to get a biblical perspective of our origins, of how man came to be. And this will greatly affect, again, how we live our lives and how we relate to other people. So first week, we're going to talk about the image of God. So if you have your Bibles with you, kindly read them to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 to 28. I'm going to be basing mainly on these three verses. Genesis chapter 1 says here in verse 26, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over the livestock, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Verse 28, "And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the heavens, and over every living thing that moves on the earth." Again, as we're talking about basically the creation story, our origins, this all starts in Genesis chapter 1. Our story is going to be focusing mainly on Genesis chapter 1 and part of Genesis chapter 2. And again, this is the creation story, how the world came to be. In the first parts, God created the universe, the heavens, the earth, every living thing, the animals, the birds, the plants. He created landscapes. He created all of these things. And on the sixth day, on the last day of creation, God made man. And as we tackle about our own origins, about the image of God, we're going to talk about three things here today: our origin, our identity, and our purpose. As we kick off this series, we're going to talk about these three things. So quickly, Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 says, "Then God said, let us make man." Very blunt and very direct. One thing we can get from this verse is that God created man. Whatever ideology or concept has been perpetuated throughout the world right now about our origins, the Bible says that God created us. As we go through this series, I want us to have this heart, church, that what we're basing on is the Word of God. Not some ancient manuscript lang na that was made by a couple of people. This is the Word of God. God's written will. It was made so that God could remind us of who we are. And he says here, now God created us. We were made by God. And in this day and age where brands matter, who the maker matters. If you're going to buy an item, if you love to shop, you're going to buy clothes, bags, blouses, pants, gadgets. If you're going to buy something, you would look at the brand. If it's a brand that you trust, it's a brand that you love, you'd buy it. But if you don't know that brand, if unknown, if di siya ilado kayo, you don't really like it, so and so ra. Brands matter. Sometimes, bahalang unsa ka simple pinabutangan na basta na yung logo sa brand, valuable na siya. Now, here's the thing. We're not just made by any other brand. We were made by God. God created man. Regardless of what your background is, church, what your status is right now, no matter what your family name is, your lineage, dili ko anak ani nga person, okay, simple family rami. Regardless of your education background, your work right now, where mo gipanganak, which part of the Philippines or which nation you came from, at the end of the day, as human beings, we were made and created by God. And that speaks a lot. You were not just made by any random thing or by any random force that came into being. You're not just some accident. You were created by God. Man was created by God. And it says here in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, when the Lord God formed the man out of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living creature. What's interesting here is God's personal involvement in making man. You'd see the intimacy here. Imagine a potter making a vase from clay, or a painter making something, forming something, or a sculptor making a sculpture, forming it, personally making it, and he breathed life into it. See the intimacy and how personal God is with making man. No other creation did God do this. Yes, all his creations were wonderful. He created the heavens, the earth, all the beasts and the birds and the plants and all that. All those were wonderful. But of all those creations, only once did God do this kind of thing, that he formed them personally, intimately, and breathed life into them. Everything else, he just said, let there be light. Let there be these things. He made things into being by just telling them, and it appeared. But here, God took special care with man. He took special care to create man. In Psalms 139, verse 13 to 14, it even says there, for you formed my inward parts, O Lord. You formed what's inside me. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. Have you ever tried knitting? I've never tried knitting, but looking at it, kabla ko mas stress ko. Because it needs careful care in making, in knitting. For those of you who try that, you know that it takes focus in making the knitted stuff. And I can't do that. Kapuyan ko, hana. But here's the thing. It says here, God knitted us together. Careful ang paggamit ni God na to. Verse 14, it even continues, I praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. When it says they're fearfully, it means to be in awe. Awesome, awe-inspiring. Fearfully and wonderfully. When you hear the word wonderfully, you picture something amazing, something beautiful, a beautiful landscape, sunset, sunrises for you who love staring into those things. And these words are used to describe people, humans. God created us fearfully and wonderfully. Whenever you talk about making something, some objects are cheap when they're sold because they're mass-produced. Naka-production line na sila. But some objects, some things are so expensive, so valuable, simply because they are handmade, personally made. Have you ever wondered why some watches are so expensive? It's because they're made with such care and fine detail by these artists, mga watchmakers. And everything made that's carefully handmade is expensive and valuable. Now here's the thing, church. If ang watch palang carefully and wonderfully made by human beings, how much more us, which is carefully, wonderfully, and fearfully made by God? Man was created by God, especially created by God. For some of us here, you might have grown up thinking that hindi ka special. You know, the least favorite probably in your family. You might felt that way. I'm the least smart in my family or in my friends. I'm not as talented as some of my peers. I'm not as skilled. I'm not as good looking as my friend. You might have felt insecure or unappreciated. You might not have felt valued throughout your life. But here's the thing, church. Because we are made by God, we are valuable. Especially created by God. You see, anything that's created specially by someone who loves us is important. A few weeks or months ago, my wife made me this mango float. It's one of my favorite desserts out there. And it's a simple mango float. But because it was made by my wife, special siya for me. And it's the same thing, diba, for all of us here. Whenever our loved ones would make something special for us. For those of you who are married here, no matter how simple that is, maskig magluto ra nagpansit kanton diha, it's special to you because it was made by someone who loves you and someone you love. Now, we were made by God out of love. Because here's the thing, God did not need to make us, church. God was not lonely. It was not like God made the heavens and the earth and he realized, ay, wala kay kuyog dere. I'm gonna make man para wala kay ka BFF. God was self-sufficient. He didn't need man. And yet, he made us. And he allowed us to experience all these great things in the world out of his love for us. That's how much he loves us. Here's the thing. Genesis chapter 1 verse 31 says, God saw everything he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning the sixth day. God made us in the sixth day before he rested on the seventh day. On the last day of creation, God made human beings. In other words, on the very first day Adam opened his eyes, he saw the wonders of creation. He saw the amazing sun, the clouds, the sky, the night sky, the amazing animals, landscapes, and all that. He saw all of creation that God had made before him. And that speaks a lot. Now, God reserved the very last of his creation, mankind, that when he created them, they would be able to enjoy the rest of creation. Because imagine if God created man first. Adam would open his eyes. This is what he would see. Wala. Wala siya makita. There's nothing yet existing. Imagine if it started that way, the Bible. In the beginning, God created man. And man was floating in the darkness. Nothing there, nothing to do. Imagine if this is what you saw. But because God created man on the last day, he got to enjoy all of creation. Can imagine if, you know, you wake up one day in your house, you went to the dining room, and it's prepared. Ready na ang food dito tanan. Na nakay breakfast naka-prepare. Diba? It makes you feel good when things are prepared for you. Here's the thing. God prepared all of creation. The last day, man could reap and enjoy it. John Wesley nicely put it when he said, man, as soon as he was made, had the whole visible creation before him, both to contemplate and to take comfort of. That's how special man was when God created him. Diba sometimes we say we save the best for last. Man was made on the last day. That's how special man is. For if you're here today, church, whenever you feel like dili ka special, all that, here's just all the encouragement that you need. Read Genesis chapter 1 and be reminded how special we are in the eyes of God. We were created by God. Now, because God created us, it also means he has the right to define us. Because God is our creator. He has the right to define, to instruct, and to tell us how we ought to live our lives, how we ought to view ourselves. If you buy any product out there, the ones who has the right to tell you how it's to be handled, how it's to be cared for, how it's supposed to be used, are the manufacturers. Now, the same thing with God. Because he created us, he has a right to define us. And that leads to our second point we're going to talk about today, our identity. We covered our origin. Now let's talk about our identity, who we are. And this is very important because knowing who we are affects how we live our lives. How you view yourselves, how you look at yourselves affects how you live the rest of your life and how you relate to other people, how you handle certain things. And this is pretty important. Birds fly and fish swim because they are birds and they're fish. Birds fly because they know they are birds. Fish swim because they know they're fish. They know their identities and they do these things. The birds, they don't crawl in the ground because they think they're worms or they're snakes. They fly because they know they're birds. Knowing who we are affects how we live our lives. You guys are familiar with the story of the ugly duckling, right? The old bedtime story about this duckling who thought that he was ugly, unimportant, was the worst of the worst. So his whole life, he lived as if he was the ugly duckling. Only to realize at the end, wait, dili siya duckling. Swan pala siya. Lahi pala siya. And for a lot of us here today, perhaps we've lived our lives on wrong identities. Wrong labels that we've placed on us, that we've received from people maybe, or we've taken up on ourselves, that we've forgotten what our original identity was. Now let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 once again for us to know of our identity. It says here in verse 26, then God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. When God created man, it wasn't just like, here's man, go, live, and do creation stuff. When God created man, it was specific. It was special because it says here, let us make him in our image, in our likeness. Man was made in the image of God. Church, think of it this way. We are made in God's image. Not just in the image of someone famous in life or not just in any image, or we weren't made without any careful thought na parang God woke up one day in the sixth day, parang, hindi ako'y kulang gamon. Let's make man. Sige, usay tsura sa man. Basta man, tuwa katiil, usaka nawong, okay na, muna na yung man diha. We were carefully designed and created by God because we were made in His image. What do we mean by made in the image of God? When you say in the image of God, in the olden times, emperors or rulers would make statues on places that they ruled, like a city or a town, and the statues would represent their rule and authority over that area. And as people that were made in the image of God, we are basically representatives of God. We are made to reflect who God is in this world. And we're made to represent God's rule and sovereignty over this world. The best I can describe it, if we are alive for a role in this world, is like we're ambassadors. We've talked about this last week in the beat. Now, we are like God's ambassadors. We represent Him everywhere we go. We represent His rule, His sovereignty, His will in the world. We are made in the image of God. Not just that, in verse 27, it says here, so God created man in His own image, in the image of God, He created him, male and female, He created them. Now again, as I say this, I am basing this on the Word of God. Now, the Word of God simply says, when God created man, there was male and female. No more and no less. I'm not saying this to demean anyone or any person, but I'm saying this to speak the truth and remind us of the truth, church. And when God created man, it was male and female. And this is with a purpose. It wasn't just God just made the decision, okay, how do we make man? Okay, just put male and female. Okay, na. And let's call it a day. There is a reason and there is purpose to why God created man as male and female. Okay, and firstly, as we come to grasp and understand this, firstly, it points to marriage. When God created man and woman, male and female, He had marriage intended. And you can't have marriage without male and female. As He says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 31 and 32, therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and hold fast to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. God created man and He had marriage in mind. That it was part of God's plan and design for man to be married with woman. That was part of God's design and our origin and who we are as a people, as created by God. And again, because God created us, He has a right to define us. He made us, has a right to define this area of our lives. Not just for marriage, God created male and female because in verse 32, marriage points to something else that's also very important. Verse 32 says, this mystery is profound and I am saying that it refers to Christ and the church. Here's the thing. God created man as male and female so man would be married with woman. It points to marriage. And in marriage is also a symbolism of our relationship with Christ. Christ and the church. Now, the husband there represents Christ and the bride represents the church. In other words, our understanding of marriage will not be complete without our understanding of our relationship with Christ. That's why God created mankind as male and female. And there's one more reason, and we'll tackle it in the next point. But in here, God created man, male and female, for them to get married and that marriage to reflect man's relationship with Christ or with God. That's His intent. But the third reason why God made all of these things, why God created man in this specific way, it talks about the third point that we're going to talk about in this first installment, our purpose. What's the purpose to all of this? Why God created us this way? In verse 26, God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Tanang lamiga, everything that creeps on the earth. God created man in His own image and He made him have dominion or the power to rule. The power to rule over the earth. God's purpose for man was that man was called to be a steward of all of creation and rule over creation. Think of it this way. We've been given this immense responsibility to steward, to take care of all of creation, of everything in the world. Is it profound that we have the ability to take care of every part of the world that no other creature or creation can? We have the ability, the resources to take care or do something about the world, to steward God's creation. And that was part of His purpose. When you say steward, in royal terms, a steward is an official who is appointed by the legal ruling monarch or authority to represent them in a country. In other words, we are called to be, again, God's representatives here on earth, to be stewards. We've been given the dominion or the authority to rule over it. And why? Verse 28 says, "Be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and of the birds of the heavens, over every living thing that moves on the earth." What does it mean by this? God's mission is to extend His rule and fill the earth with His glory. We talk about this at the beat. If you're wondering, may parang familiar ding a point. Yes, I directly covered this on the first installment of the beat. And if you remember that part, God wants to fill the earth with His glory. Because it is His creation. All of creation should glorify God. Because He created it. And our role as man is to fill the world with God's glory by multiplying, spreading throughout the earth, and bearing the image of God. We talked about man created male and female. The other reason God created so that man could multiply, be fruitful. Yes, part of God's original design for us was to spread out and multiply, have kids. It is a blessing to have kids. And why? Is it so that parang mudagan lang ta? For the sake of mudagan? No, there is a reason. We are to multiply, so as we spread, as we fill the earth, because we are His representatives. We are His stewards. Everywhere we go, we are filling the world with God's glory. We are bringing His name to every corner of the earth. Every time we multiply and spread out. Many of you will not stay permanently in Dumaguete. Some of you will be called to live in another place, another area in the Philippines, or another nation. Think of it this way, church. Everywhere you go, whether that be in Antarctica pa na, or sa moon pa na, or asa nga parts of the world, you will be representing God. Because you are made in His image. You are His steward. Everywhere you go, you are representing and filling the earth with God's glory. That was our purpose. Man was created by God, as we pretty much wrapped up this first installment. Man was created by God in the image of God, to glorify God. As we bring these three points together about our origin, our identity, and our purpose, why God created us, why He created this specifically in this way, it all boils down to this. Man was created by God in the image of God to glorify God. And knowing that, that should radically alter the way we live our lives today. Knowing who we are, where we came from, what our purpose is, how we were made, knowing that, that should change the way we live our lives, the way we ought to relate to people. If ever you felt like, this is who I am, I'm just this kind of person, guess what? You were made specially by God. If ever at one point church, you've embraced certain wrong identities, ay nani ko nga person. I feel this way. As someone told me, nanay ko, I read it somewhere in social media. Siguro, nanay ko. But the word and God's truth speaks otherwise. So we were made in the image of God, male or female. And for all of us, that we want to live our lives just the way we want to, guess what? We were made with a specific purpose. If you ever thought of yourselves, I just came here, surprise ko sa world. I came here without a purpose, by accident. No one wants me. Guess what? You were made to glorify God. No matter the nature of your birth, the circumstance of how you were born, God created you in such a way that you were made to bring glory to Him. You were specially created by God. You are not useless. You're not worthless. Church, Genesis chapter 1, the story of creation, reminds us how special we are in the eyes of God. Isn't it amazing that though we didn't deserve it, man was created palang. He didn't earn it, but God created us especially with such care, with such love. And in verse 31, this is chapter 1, says here, and God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. All of creation was very good. After he created man, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning, the sixth day. Everything was amazing. Everything was awesome. And the story of creation. Now, as I said earlier, this is only the first installment palang. The first episode palang of our three-part series called The Story of Us. What happens after this? After this amazing, wonderful creation story? What happens after this? You have to stay tuned and find out. To be continued as a second installment. But again, as I wrap this up, I want to end with that point again, church. We were created by God in the image of God to glorify God. That speaks of how special we are in the eyes of God. And may that encourage you to look at yourself differently. The next time you look at yourself, think of it this way. You were made by God. And that speaks a lot. Let's pray.
You just heard a message from Victory Dumaguete. For more messages like these, or to access other resources, please visit victorydumaguete.org or like our page on Facebook.